Cousin Bartok will be here any minute.
Belky?
Yeah?
Have you washed this sheepskin since your mama sent it from Meepos?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. If we want Cousin Bartok to feel at home here, the apartment has to smell barnyard fresh. Cousin, did I ever tell you about the time that Cousin Bartok and I made a water balloon out of sheep bladders, and we climbed up on the roof of Cousin Bartok's hut, and we dropped them on Devo the butcher.
And he thought it was a sign from God, so he lowered his prices.
Were you there?
No, I was here. I was here listening to you tell that story over and over and over again.
Listen, I can't help myself. I'm just so... I'm just so excited that Cousin Bartok is coming. My favorite cousin from Meepos is finally going to meet my favorite cousin from America.
Well, I'll be honored, Balky. And who knows? As long as he's here, maybe we can show him what it's like to be a bachelor on the loose in Chicago.
What are we talking about?
Forget it.
Oh, cousin, I got to warn you. Now, Cousin Bartok is kind of meek and mild and shy. He only arrived in Los Angeles 6 months ago, so, you know, you can't expect him to be as Neapolitan as I am.
That's cosmopolitan. And after the last 4 years, I think I'm prepared for anything.
Thank you, cousin. Oh, I almost forgot the Baba Digobo wreath.
The Baba Digobo wreath?
The traditional Meeposian welcome wreath, made from the beards of 100 unmilked goats. I'll be right back.
Hey, hi. I'm looking for Balky Bartokomus. Balky Bartokomus? Sorry, dude. I must have the wrong apartment.
No. You must be Bartok.
Yo.
What? Come in.
All right. Excellent.
I hope Cousin Bartok gets here soon. The Babo Digoborit is starting to shed.
Balky! Cousin Bartok! All right.
Babo, babo, diga, diga, bo.
Wow, a babo, diga, bo wreath. All right, heavy, dude.
Oh, Cousin Bartok, I want to introduce you to my cousin Larry. Cousin Larry, Cousin Bartok. Cousin Bartok, Cousin Larry.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, Bartok.
Likewise, dude. Just go ahead and call me Bart. That's cash.
Are you sure you two are just cousins? I can't believe how much you look alike.
Oh, wow.
You really think so?
Well, of course, and then maybe a little around the eyes, but, I mean, it's not like the Patty Duke show.
Dudes, I really appreciate you letting me crash here for a couple of nights.
Well, why should you spend money on a hotel when we have a very comfortable couch right here?
Oh, wow. Couch. If I didn't have a bad back, that couch would sound totally bodacious. But maybe I better just scope out a hotel.
A hotel? Bite your tongue off. You're staying right here. I'll sleep on the couch and you stay in my room. You just take your suitcase and march right on in there. First door on the left.
All right. Excellent. All right, man. You're all right. Oh, dude, I almost forgot. I got the taxi cab waiting downstairs. I'm a little lean on green.
No, you look fine.
A little low on cash.
Oh, don't worry, Cousin Bartok. I'll take care of the cab. You just make yourself at home.
Excellent.
He then take our cousin and the bar.
Bart, I have to tell you, you are not at all what I expected. I thought somebody from Meepos would be much more Meeposian.
Yeah, well, let me tell you a little story about that, Lar. Hey, you mind if I call you Lar?
Well, actually, I prefer.
Great, Lar. Well, the deal is, see, when I first hit L.A., I looked like our friend Balky out there. And people looked at me like I was this total geek. And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, bummed. And then I was lucky enough to hook up with this dude, Frankie Bathgate. And he goes to me, he goes, dude. And I go, what? And he goes, oh, wow. And I go, huh? And he goes, numero uno, what you got to do is get rid of everything that says Meepos. And that includes, like, the clothes, the accent, and anything made out of goat hair. Hey, does your apartment always look like this?
Well, no, Balky decorated it this way, so you'd feel more at home.
Dude, the way to really make me feel more at home is to get a couple of babes up here. You know what I mean?
Hi, Lydia. Lydia, I heard you met Balky's cousin Bart. What'd you think of him?
Oh, nice.
What'd you really think of him, Lydia?
Well, it may just be me, but it really turns me off when someone says, hey, babe, nice to meet you. How many bucks do you pull down a week?
Well, I like the guy. Like it? Wait a minute. After you had breakfast with him and Balky, he stuck you with a check.
I know, that's why I like him.
Everybody, I have great news.
Balky, you've got new sunglasses.
Yeah, Cousin Barto kind of talked me into them. Totally tubular, huh? Mr. Gorbley, Miss Lydia, I want to invite you to a party I'm having for Cousin Bartok on Saturday night.
Saturday? I thought Bart was leaving on Wednesday.
That's the good news, Cousin. Cousin Bartok has decided to start his business right here in Chicago, and he'll be staying with us until he can find an apartment in my price range. Isn't that way cool? I am totally stoked! Excuse me. I've got to go tell everyone else about the party. Hey, dudes, let's party!
You have got to hand it to a guy who can rip off his own family. I think I'll go call my mother.
So, Bartokomous, what's this great business idea that Bart has?
Well, it's really not Cousin Bartok's idea. The idea actually belongs to a dude in California named John Greeley. But Cousin Bartok has obtained all the marketing rights. All that's left to do is the wheeling and dealing and shaking and baking.
Yeah, fine. Now, what's the idea?
Hold on to your cats. It's a beach towel.
A beach towel? Well, move over Donald Trump.
Balky, I hope this doesn't come as a shock, but they've already invented the beach towel.
I know that, but not a piece of the beach towel. Cousin Bartok says it's truly bodacious. You see, it's a towel the color of sand. So it actually looks like a piece of the beach.
But what happens if you go swimming? How do you find your towel again?
Wow. That is a good question. But I'm sure Cousin Bartok has already thought of that. He never thinks about anything but business.
You know, the minute I saw you, I knew you were awesome. I was like, oh, wow. Obliterated. But there's something missing. Me.
Oh, you're not missing. You're right here.
You are heavy.
This sounds like a cheap come-on line. Forget it. And I'm not heavy.
Don't tell me.
You know, the minute
Bart.
I saw you, I knew you were awesome. I was like, oh, wow. Obliterated. But there's something missing.
And you're right. It's me. So you've met Jennifer, my girlfriend?
And she's a total babe. I should know. I'm a licensed babe-tician. Where do I come up with them?
Jennifer, would you mind seeing if the rest of the cheddar puffs are ready?
Sure. Nice meeting you, Bart.
Later, babe. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Lar, major wipeout on my part. Way sorry, dude. Look, Bart never hits on another dude's lady.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, Bart.
Listen, Lar, I got some killer news. I finally got the financial backing for my project, and I'll be getting my own pad this week.
Well, that is killer news. Well, congratulations. Who's your backer?
Everyone, I have an announcement to make. Cousin Bartok, would you join me, please? Hit it, Balkman. Cousin Bartok and I are going into business together. With his keen business instincts and my life savings, I don't see how we can miss. Okay, cousin. Here we go.
Balky, where's Bart? It'd been nice if he helped us clean up.
Well, he's playing basketball.
Basketball? 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. He told me he was going to play a little one-on-one with Miss Kelly from advertising.
Balky, we have to talk.
I know what you're going to say.
You do?
Yes, I do. And I couldn't agree with you more. Cousin, I'm as tired as you are of always having cheddar puffs at our parties. Now, I thought...
No.
Maybe, you know, we could have them little sausages in the can.
No, Balky, I don't want to talk about hors d'oeuvres. I want to talk about this beach towel business. You know, it sounds very risky.
Oh, well, Cousin Bartok and I have talked about the risk, and we agree it's a no-prob situation. As he says, you have to spend money to make money.
Balky, he's using the fact that he's a relative to take your money.
Cousin, on Meepo's family trusts one another.
Balky, L.A. did something to him. He's changed.
Cousin, just because he dresses different and talks different and acts different don't mean that he's different.
Balky, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, chances are it's a duck.
Now, you were talking about my cousin Bartok, and then you're talking about that duck. I know it's late and you're tired, so I'm gonna give you some time to organize your thoughts.
Lard! Dude! What's happening? Everything leveled out and cool? Broheim? Hey, is the Balkster home?
No, the Balkster is at the bank transferring his life savings into his checking account.
All right, because I'm psyched to get the ball rolling on this deal.
I noticed. Bart, I know what you're doing, and I'm not going to let you get your hands on Balky's money.
Oh, wow. I catch what's going on here. I come up with the most happening outer lunar money-making scheme since the talking teddy bear, and I don't offer you a piece of it.
Oh, wow, Lar.
You have every right to be angry. Mea culpa, amigo. Lar, I'll let you in on the deal. Go ahead and get your checkbook.
Oh, look, my two favorite cousins. I'm so happy you're getting along.
Balkman, glad you made it. I was starting to worry.
Oh, don't worry. Be happy. It's checkwriting time.
Now, wait a minute, Balky. There's something you should know. I did a little investigating. I called the West Coast. I talked to the designer of the Piece of the Beach towel.
Oh, wow. You talked to Mr. Greeley.
Yes. And according to him, Bart has absolutely no marketing rights to the towel at all.
Cousin, I thought you had an agreement with Mr. Greeley.
But hey, no biggie. I mean, those rights are just a phone call away. I can reach out and touch the dude tonight.
Bart, it won't matter. Mr. Greeley said he has no intention of ever giving you those rights.
Oh, wow. Major downer. But hey, there's like, you know, there's like a zillion killer ideas out there. Like I heard one the other day. Pet rock candy. Blow my mind. Balky, with my brains and your righteous bucks, we can make it happen.
Bart, it's over. You're the last person on earth Balky would lend money to. Balky, what are you doing?
I'm writing a check for my life savings.
Your what?
Cousin, when a member of your family needs your help, you help him, no matter what the cost.
Oh, Balky, you made a mistake. You made this check out to Bartok, and the bank only knows me as Bart.
No, Cousin, I didn't make a mistake. I'm not giving this money to Bart. That would be stupid. I'm giving this money to Bartok, because I know that somewhere inside them fancy clothes is the Bartok I grew up with. And I know that Bartok will use this money wisely. I hate when you do this.
Bart, your Maposian accent's coming out.
And that means the rest of the old Bartok can't be far behind.
Come on, cousin. Come on. Let it out. You've kept Bartok locked up for too long.
I have to keep Bartok locked up. Bartok is a dork.
Cousin, why would you say such a thing? And what is a dork?
A loser. The only way I can be a success is by being Bart. My friend Frankie Bathgate says so.
Cousin, excuse me for saying so, but your friend Frankie Bathtub don't know Dick Butkus about success. The only way to be a true success is by being yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I know who Bartok is anymore. I think I lost him somewhere along the way.
Well, I think I know where you can find Bartok again. Nipples. Well, how I can get back? I don't have any money. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll lend you the money to go home. You will? Thank you, Cousin Balky. And make sure you give Cousin Larry my regards and tell him when I visit America again, we'll do lunch. That's a joke. Where do I come up with them?
Well, it sounds like Bartok is happy to be back on Meepos.
Oh, look, cousin. He sent his business card. Bartok's glow-in-the-dark sheep colors. Never lose a lamb at night again.
That looks like Bartok took a little bit of Bart back to Meepos with him.
Well, of course he did. Don't be bogus, dude.
Balky, promise me you'll never say dude again.
You got it, liar.